Good day, listeners. Jonathan Daugherty here with another edition of the Pure Sex Radio program. You know, we're a listener-supported outreach of Be Broken Ministries, and we exist to help individuals and families move from sexual brokenness to wholeness in Christ and equip others to do the same. I'm so thrilled to have the amazing Denisa Suarez back on the program. Today, we're tackling a subject that's really important to a lot of people, and that's women's understanding of their own bodies and sexuality. Denisa has put together an incredible e-course called The Story of Her, and she's here to share why it's so essential for women to recognize and celebrate their unique design and to confidently step into their womanhood. We're not shying away from the difficult topics either. We discuss how to heal from past wounds and pursue a godly approach to sexual fulfillment. Plus, Denisa's got some solid, actionable tips for anyone looking for support on this path. This episode is all about empowering women and deepening their relationship with God. So make sure you don't miss out on Denisa's valuable insights. Follow her on Instagram for more inspiring talks. Her Instagram handle is at Denisa Suarez Oficial, O-F-I-C-I-A-L. For even more resources, visit BeBroken.org or check out links in today's show notes. And friends, we'd love it if you would rate and review the podcast after listening to help others find it. Now let's go ahead and dive into today's conversation with Denisa. Well, all right, Denisa Suarez, welcome back to the program.
It's always good to be with family, Jonathan.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I'm excited because we've had you on a couple times before. Actually, back in 2022, we had you on to talk about how do you rebuild a marriage after there's been, you know, sexual infidelity of some kind. And then last year, we had you on to talk about what to do when your child comes out in terms of dealing with just the challenges of same-sex attractions. And then we're having you back on today because we are recording this in the month of March, which is Women's Month. And now, if you're hearing this, it's probably already into May or maybe even June that you're hearing this, but we're recording this in March. And we wanted to have you back on really to talk about women. So let's just start there. Why is this an important conversation for us to have?
Well, if you take a look at population worldwide, we are the majority. Like, there's a lot of women, and we come in all ethnicities, shape, and sizes. So it is important that we get to know ourselves, like, what was God's purpose in creating us? How did he make up our bodies and like the functioning of it? So I feel that, you know, the average woman, especially, you know, the audience that we have, sometimes takes some things for granted and are not necessarily taught or mentored, not professionally, but by someone close by to help them understand the different seasons, the different things of life that affect our womanhood, how we feel about who God made us.
Yeah, you know, I think there's been a lot of attention in recent years around that regarding men, you know, the fatherlessness in society, the fact that there's not young boys being mentored into manhood. But I do find it interesting that there's not the same amount of information like that for women. So I think it's very important that you're touching on this. And now you've also created an e-course on women's sexuality. Tell us a little bit more about that, and then we'll kind of start unpacking what that means for the women who are listening.
Yes, it's called The Story of Her. And it's coming out in both English and Spanish. That's one of the challenges that we bilingual, you know, multi-ethnic people face, that you cannot just do one thing in one language because the other group like gets at you. So it took us a little longer. But The Story of Her talks about really, you know, God's creation, how he created us. And there's a part of us that is our body that we need to know and understand. There's an aspect of hormones that, even though it's kind of complex, it's so helpful when we understand, at least when we're depleted, at least some signs so that we can help our bodies do the regular things of life. Women, we have the opportunity, we get the privilege of being caretakers, of being business people, sometimes being mothers, sometimes being wives. There's so many roles that we play. And when our health is not optimal, we cannot do them as well. And even through our journey, there are some things that have happened to us, things that we've experienced that get in the way of facilitating a wholesome life, a life according to the way God has called us to live. Struggling with issues of sex addiction, of lack of desire, and depending on the context of our lives, who we are, that can be something that really takes away from the great life, the fulfilled life that we can't live.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about this idea of body image. I think that that can be before we kind of dive into just things like hormones and sexual energy and all those types of things, what are some of the influences that are really affecting women's self-image and specifically their body image?
Yes. And I mean, we all know that social media, mass media these days is right at the reach of our hand, and culture all around the world really has impacted, has sold us an image, has sold us something that we're all buying into, females and males alike. We're buying into that. And we forget that when God created us, when he formed us in the womb of our mothers, he said nothing was missing. He put all the pieces, all the parts in our body that he wanted, including how many hairs we would have. And, you know, I'm in the Dominican right now, so I say Dominican hair, don't care. It's wild. God knew how many he was placing when he was creating me. Just think of that. Like, he knew the amount of cells and the color of my skin. He knew everything when he was creating a masterpiece. He called us a masterpiece. And sometimes we detour from the original, like the creator, what he says in the manual when he's talking about what he created, and we start listening and buying into other ideas that start skewing. Oh, I want to look like Barbie. Well, I wasn't made to look like Barbie. There are some of my friends. I actually have a beautiful friend that I call her a real size Barbie. Well, she's an American girl, and she was created by God, crafted by him. She really looks like a real Barbie. Well, that is her. That is not me. And sometimes I joke around that he made me like a cabbage patch. Not really. And people of a younger generation may not know what a cabbage patch doll is. But, you know, it's like a chubby, you know, more like huggable kind of person. So going back to the original, you know, design, I feel that that's where we find our identity and where we find comfort with our body and the functionality of our body, and obviously with the beauty of it.
Yeah. And why is it important that that girls fight against this idea of comparison, and how does a woman get back to that sense of identity? And like you said, masterpiece, because that's a long journey for some. I mean, and it seems like it's an ongoing battle as well. It's not something that you can just say, oh, I heard Denisa say this today. And so, boom, I just flipped a switch. And now all of a sudden I'm totally grounded in my identity. I see my beauty for what it is. I see myself as a masterpiece. Talk about the danger of that comparison, but also how do you start traveling back towards the truth of your beauty?
And the truth is, Jonathan, that that comparison and that issue, that struggle happens at all levels, not just on our physical appearance. Like, I am good friends with Julie Slattery, with Lisa Bevere. They all have their own different giftings. If I were to try to be them, I would be in a race that I would never win, because I am not either one of them. I am in my own space because God gave me a unique set of gifts. So when we go back to that original design and we develop an intimacy with a God that speaks to us, that speaks to our heart, that tells me, you are my beautiful baby girl. Even if you were mistreated, even if this guy told you you were fat or ugly, I think you're the most beautiful thing. When we start believing God's words about us and we start seeing it, finding it in the mirror, well, you know what? Julie is beautiful, but you know what? I have big eyes that God gave me that set me apart. Or, you know what? Lisa speaks so wonderful. But you know what? God gave me a topic that not every woman can have grace speaking into. Then you start finding your own space. You start being comfortable on your own skin. And God has a funny way of teaching you that, because I've been able to speak with both my friends in different occasions and had to put it to the test. How confident do you feel with someone, you know, that has such strong gifts in their own areas? Like one time I remember speaking with a Miss Universe. She was Miss Universe at one point. And we were both the speakers, and like, I don't have a Miss Universe body, and you want to run. And it is very typical for us Latinas to get, you know, some fixing here and fixing there. And I say this openly. I've battled with God because he clearly let me know that I'm not to have plastic surgery in my body. He wants me to speak about confidence, about sexuality to women, with my sagging stomach, with me having to learn to dress my body so it doesn't look certain way, so it doesn't look that I carry a 11 pounder in my stomach. So it's like, I feel God wants us to embrace our aging, maturing seasons, understanding that he has a clear purpose for us and that there's a lot of fun in every season with the body that we have. I do have a very healthy marriage.
Yeah, I love what you're saying about the authenticity, but also I love what you're saying about how, you know, in the same way that you realize there can be comparison beyond just body image, there can be comparison about skills and talents and gifts and all that. I love how you're also saying that God, when he looks at you and declares you beautiful and a masterpiece, is also including all of that. That he's also not just looking at your body image and saying, oh, you're beautiful. He's saying, I know your heart. I know your mind. I know your spirit. I know your struggles. And I love the fact that he's all inclusive when he says, I've made a masterpiece. So let's talk, let's start narrowing down and talking a little bit about then sexuality and really thinking of the body in that way. So my question that I have for you as we kind of veer into that topic is, what don't many women know about their own bodies that they really need to know when it comes to sexual health?
Yes. And again, God created us body, mind, and spirit. Like, there's soul into us. There's not just body. There's a spirit there. There's a mind in there. And our beauty, it's spread throughout all of those areas. And our sexuality is way more than just a body function or ability. Our sexuality is intertwined with confidence and with some knowledge as well, and with attitudes, how you feel about it. That's why a woman that was abused or that was taught legalistic things or wrong things at a younger age has a harder time connecting sexually, or will connect sexually in a way that is not healthy. And that is also why when we have a close relationship with our God and we understand what he says about us and how special we are to him, that we're not just one more, we understand that we need to be treated as that unique person, as a unique being, before somebody can partake of the outward part, the sexual part. And also how society and culture these days has damaged the idea of our bodies always being ready to be sexual and being perfect in optimal condition. when a woman experiences different things through the health of her body at different ages. Different seasons call for different care. And if that care is not optimal, our desire, our capacity to engage, to enjoy engaging, will be skewed. So it is important that we know our body, that we know how our body responds, that we know how to aid our body in a godly, proper way so that we can enjoy sexuality if we're in that season of life.
As you have done some work with women and tried to help them understand their bodies and their hormones and just kind of these seasons of life, what are some things that you have learned that maybe either surprised you or amazed you in some ways of like, oh, I would have thought that this is something that your mother would have told you or that somebody would have told you. Have you discovered a lot of, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but just a lot of ignorance in women around yes. their bodies? The reason I say this is because on the men's side, doing this ministry for over 20 years, I've been amazed at the number of men that never had a parent verbally tell them about the body changes that were going to happen or about sex or about any number of these other things that we kind of just take yes. for granted. And then we have things in the culture like pornography and other stuff that starts to be the training agent of those aspects.
Yes, definitely. And I was under the impression or the assumption that it was third world country issues because I am Dominican and I come from a Latino country where you don't talk about these things. So I was sure that once I moved to the United States, I was going to find very highly educated women. And then I went on excusing it. Oh, it is because of the church group. Like it's something that is not taught in church. But then I realized, no, this is a problem across the board. Even though we go through biology classes, I guess we're not paying attention. It's amazing how a lot of, not just the younger girls that you would think, oh, they're exposed to so much, they know, but even the older ones, they don't understand the different parts of their body. They cannot even name some important parts that play into sexuality. I've had women wonder about different outlets that their body has in the lower part. They don't understand that there's one outlet for these, one outlet for that, one outlet for that. Like really three different places? Yes. And so the basics. So in the course, mm-hmm. and I am so grateful for the graphic designer that worked on this course with me because she did this beautiful, very feminine pictures where we get to look at different parts of the body and their function and their proper name. Because again, the ones that may know a little, they don't know it with a proper name and we don't call things by what they are. So yeah, I find a lot of ignorance in the technical aspect and even in how they contribute to good, healthy, not only sexuality, but feeling well and feeling energized as a woman.
Mm-hmm. How do you also, as you're trying to kind of teach and train women on these things, there's a couple of different thoughts that come into my mind. One is that what is it like for you to try to help a woman understand these things when there has been deep brokenness, maybe abuse or other kinds of sexual violations in her past or addictions or those kind of things, that's got to be a huge aspect of this as well. And how can you do that and help a woman understand these things in such a way that she doesn't have shame or fear around her own body and her own sexuality?
Yes. And part of what I do is, here's where we're at when I'm listening to their story. And that's why I love calling the course the story of her. I hear her story where she's at currently. Okay, and then we have this. Now let's take a look at where we want to go and what it was supposed to be, like what God designed it to be. So from where at, we start glancing a little bit at, oh, so it was meant to be this way, but then this got in the way. There was a disruption here, either by not being nourished, not being taught, or by abuse, or by the environment that we had, parents that were restrictive, like judgmental. So we take a look at where there's some fracture. And then we look at the ideal, like, where is God calling us to be? What does God expect? And you know what? When I say in a women's conference, regardless of you being single or being married, God wants you to be fulfilled. And you are sexual, regardless. How does that look like in a wholesome, godly way? So we start dreaming about where we want to be at. And at that point, we have a choice of, do I just want to dream about it and do nothing? Or do we want to start, you know, developing little steps towards the direction of like, wow, that does sound appealing. And I try to be very mindful of not making promises that are not true. Because sexuality, in the truth is that it's not all beautiful, it's not always wonderful, and there's not always orgasm involved. It's complex, it requires work, and requires learning, and it can be fun, but it is going to have to be intentional, and there's all of that. So I do explain all of that, just the same way that I explain to the single women, don't you think that married life is all that wonderful? You're dying to be married because of this, but you know what? It is not always that way. There's all of these things. You may want to enjoy the season and the period that you're in now, because, like, let's look at all of the aspects of it. So that's what I try to do, you know, make them aware. Okay, all right, we see where we are. Let's see where things got off, and then let's see how we can try to recover and make adjustments to reach the goal of where God is calling us to be.
Yeah. I like what you're saying about how not only just even within the body, there's the multifaceted aspect of either, you know, healing and health and all those kinds of things, but also relationally, there's a multifaceted aspect to that. There's dynamics that are involved in that. How can you also, thinking about helping women understand sexual health and wholeness, how can you also do that in a way that maintains a balance, especially in a culture, especially thinking about the American culture, where sex is seen as an idol? Like, that is, it's almost preached and just, it's screamed at us constantly through every screen available that sex is the ultimate part of your life and experience. How can you teach sexual health and wholeness that keeps all of life in balance and doesn't think that if you aren't being, you know, engaged in some kind of sexual act, you're less than somehow?
Yes. And again, that is another one thing that I'm very sensitive into teaching, because it's just like motherhood. Oh, you have to get married so you can have kids. Well, because I'm a female and I have the organs and everything so that I can produce physical life, it's not necessarily 100 that's the journey that I need to take. So I try to explain, where do we find fulfillment, period? As a woman, as a man, as someone who struggles with gender identity that loves Christ and wants to be honoring, as anyone, how do we find fulfillment? And fulfillment is very closely related to a deep, active, alive relationship with God, who is constantly whispering to us, not just our identity and who he thinks we are, but also reminding us of the purpose of our lives. Why was I created? I mean, there's how many people, how many billion people on the planet? Why do I matter? Well, because God had a specific appointment and job and assignment for me to do. And the closer that we get to that fulfillment and to that assignment and to pleasing God, the more comfortable we are with who we are and where we are in life. Not only with sexuality, but with money, with status, with everything. Because we seem to be going in a race for significance after something. And then we reach that something. And then now what? We got the money, we got the fame, we got the man, we got the woman. And then now what? So there's something bigger than ourselves where we find that fulfillment, that contentment that allows us to, okay, then I'll enjoy whatever comes along the way in my process, in my journey to finding God's fulfillment. We cannot detour and make that fulfillment sex or money or a person. It's got to always be God's plan for my life.
Mm-hmm. So as women are on this journey and really trying to understand their bodies, understand sexuality from God's point of view, healing maybe from some sexual brokenness in their own past, and just going on this journey towards greater wholeness, what are some of the biggest obstacles or roadblocks that you see for women along this journey?
Yeah, one of them is probably their history. What is there that we need to speak truth into? What lies did we buy into? Or what boundaries were crossed, violated, that made us believe something that is not the truth? We need to go to that place. But then also, God doesn't just want to reveal the things that we need to work on. He wants to reveal his great plan for us. So sometimes not understanding what I'm good for, what my purpose is, can detour us into finding the wrong thing. So we need to, and again, this is not something that I can tell you or impose on you. It is something you discover by being with the Lord, by walking with him on a daily basis to find that significance. And sometimes, we do find limitations in the Christian world, sadly, that women are not permitted or allowed or are looked too funny when we are trying to grow and be someone of influence and walk into our calling. It is not one time or two times that I've been, how do I put this in a nice way, that doors have not been opened for me because a female, a Christian female, should not be into the topic of sexuality. That is just not appropriate. And there's a lot of doors that have not opened yet. There's a lot of doors that have been open. There's a lot of opportunities and unique opportunities that God has given me. So you could be discouraged by the ones that have been closed, but I choose to be excited about the ones that are the opportunities God has given me. Those are ready to hear the message. Those are ready to be challenged. Those are ready to embrace a journey of wholeness. So I say to women, it doesn't matter where you're at, if you're on the younger side, if you're on the older side, missed opportunities, mistreatment, abuse, let's get on with the program and hear God's voice as to how do I get myself restored? How do I get myself into a path of wholeness and to achieving my calling, my unique calling in this world, and make a difference?
Mm-hmm. So as we, in our last few minutes here, what would be just some maybe practical next steps that you would encourage the women who are listening, wherever they may be in their journey? Some may have never shared their sexual history. Some may be on a journey of recovering from an addiction. Some may be in a healthy marriage, but they feel like maybe their sexual relationship is stuck. I mean, just wherever women may be on this own personal journey of understanding and living into their womanhood, what would be some practical next steps that you would encourage women to take as a result of what they've heard today?
Yes, I would say number one, sit down and start writing whatever way this talk made you feel. What are some of the things that are left in your soul, in your heart, that you feel, oh, I haven't addressed this. Maybe I'm ready to face this. But then number two, don't just write it and stay there. Find someone that can journey with you. And it might be a leader at your church. It may be a pastor. It may be a therapist. It may, you know, it may look in a different way for different people, but make sure that someone is partnering with you to not only hold you accountable to the process that you want to engage in, but also to support you, to pray for you, to be with you, someone that sees you, someone that is not going to judge you, until you find, you know, that plentiful, that fulfillment. The word talks about the older women being there for the younger ones, for us to find wisdom in those that have already journeyed ahead of us. Lisa Vivier, my friend, calls it a godmother. However you want to call that, find that godmother that is going to be there for you. Maybe not with a magic wand, but maybe with a word of encouragement from God and telling you, no, baby, you said that you're going this way and I'm here to help you steer in that direction. But find that person to rally with you, to champion you, to cheer you on, and to allow you to cry on their lap as you are finding that place that, you know, God wants you to be in.
That's so good. Well, Denisa, this has been a great conversation. Where can our listeners and viewers go to learn more about you and the resources that you guys have?
I think the easiest way these days is really going on my Instagram account and following there. We're constantly posting updates about the website and different things, resources available. My Instagram account is Danisa Suarez Oficial, Oficial en Español, only with one F. Danisa Suarez Oficial. And I'm constantly updating, sometimes doing lives, having conversation. So it would be great to continue to be an influence or a source of any resources for any of our listeners.
Yeah, that's good. We'll be sure to put that in the show notes. Denisa, again, this has been great. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I love sharing with the family of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listeners, we are going to post Denisa's Instagram account in there and point you towards their resources. We want to help you take your next best step on your journey to wholeness in Christ. So please reach out to us, and we look forward to seeing you back here again next time on the Pure Sex Radio program. Take care.
Pure Sex Radio is paid for by Be Broken Ministries. Visit us online at puresexradio.com.